I want 2-3, 1-2-3. Welcome back to the Action Factory podcast. My name is Michael Dawson. This is the place where we talk about the greatest job in the world. Yes, I mean residential youth work. Now, I've never heard a question like this put forward on a podcast ever. Is it possible for me to record an episode that by the end would make subscribing a clear and logical choice? A no-brainer, as we say. Now, I think this episode is that one. Unless you've got kind of no interest in residential work, residential youth work, in which case you may not want to waste the next 15 minutes. You might as well turn off now. I heard a story the other day by Michael Caine, the actor, and he was talking about acting in the early days and working with certain producers, and some of the extras on set had got a little bit over-exuberant and they'd thrown a chair which landed in his way. So as an actor coming on, he kind of looked at the producer wondering what to do and said, well, there's a chair in the way. So the producer told him to just use the chair as the character. Move it, trip over it, whatever. I don't tell you this because it's a great lesson in life, because of course it is, because we all get chairs thrown in our way. The moral of the story is that we should just work with those chairs, and that's what Michael Caine's point was. So the reason I tell you this is I need to do the same thing today, because as you can probably hear, my throat is sore, and so I hope you don't mind the late night husky DG voice before my real voice returns probably next week. I think it sounds kind of good. It'd be nice to keep it. So let's answer some questions that are all connected. One, where the hell have I been? Two, why should you care? And three, why all of this joins up to make subscribing to the podcast a pretty bloody good idea. So it's great to be back, and I hope you noticed that I've been somewhat absent from your virtual airways for the last 6 months or more. And if you didn't, I'm deeply hurt. However, I'm bringing the podcast back in a huge, huge way. Everything I've been up to in that time is what this episode is about and why it's so important to you and me. So while I wasn't broadcasting regularly for the last 6 months, I felt a desperate need to leave that feed online, not only because I was coming back, but mainly because 15,500 of you told me you liked what we had to say. However, where we've been an utter and complete failure is in getting people to subscribe, because our subscribers are virtually zero. But I honestly believe that's about to change. Now, don't get me wrong. Subscribers aren't important to me, and I'll still be here talking to myself in this little studio regardless, because doing this podcast is a selfish act. It helps me develop ideas, logical arguments, as well as all the stuff that we pull together for our residential youth work team to work with us as a business doing our training courses. It's the internet that likes subscribers, and when you subscribe, it's kind of like your way of not shouting, but whispering to others and sharing this content. And I'm about to be explaining to you why you might want to do that. Now, I'd be a fool to think that you'd hit the button for my benefit. After all, life's far too busy and complex to be sending out little tiny bits of love to everyone you come across online, no matter how dynamic and windswept and interesting they actually are. But it was only while sitting to write this episode that I realized how important all the work that's gone on behind the scenes was to you, the residential youth work community. An example being the NLP course that I'm about to produce for you, absolutely free on this podcast. There's around 10 episodes of a free audio course called Neuro-Linguistic Programming in Residential Youth Work, or as I like to call it, NLP in RYW, but rather you didn't do that. So the course is being presented in what I would call commuter-sized chunk. Now that means you can listen to each weekly episode, absorb the magic, and then practice in your own working life. What are we going to be talking about in the coming 10 or so episodes of NLP in residential youth work? That's a good question. So next week in session one, I'll be doing a full breakdown of the tools. But for now, let's just say that Richard Bandler's book entitled The Structure of Magic might not be an exaggeration, certainly in my experience. So next week, I'm going to be telling you how a single line from that book changed my life forever. And the techniques, when applied by me, did likewise for others. Most, if not all, being completely unaware of that fact. Some people have chosen to label NLP as a kind of gobbledygook with no measurable data to back it up. However, I'll tell you how I used NLP to walk on around 30 foot of burning hot coals in my bare feet. How an FBI negotiator used it to talk down extremists and potential serial killers. And it certainly played a role in my achievement of top 10 success in my industry. In fact, after decades of gnawing away at my nails to the bone, I stopped in 20 minutes and never did it again. So let me ask you a question. If any of that is true, then do you think it's possible it could help us in our residential units to influence behavior, to calm potentially violent situations, to develop deeper relationships with our young people and our colleagues? Because I do. So in short, subscribe if you like. But the NLP course will not be the last free course that I do on this channel. I have an absolute passion about improving and sharing our skills in working with kids in residential care. NLP in residential youth work starts next week, and it's right here on this feed. It will include all the notes you need to cover each session. And this course is not available on my website at theactionfactory.com. So next and finally, if you feel inclined, you can go to the start page here on my website at theactionfactory.com and download the free digital download. It's called The Big Four and Why They Matter. And this fascinating 10-minute read might just shift your perspective as a residential youth worker. And I hope it gives permission to say out loud what we always knew, that we are best placed to support our young people before, during, and after a crisis. If this doesn't convince you to subscribe and make the internet happy, whilst at the same time gently whispering to your comrades around the world, then fine. But there's one thing that will, and it can only be discovered by exploring that magic link or button around this episode. Now, depending on when you hear this, you might not be too late to get access to most of my training and membership of our community for a one-off cost that's under 10 English pounds. That's it forever. So there's no hard sell, just a great opportunity to be there at the beginning, delve into the full brief therapy training with a very, very residential youth work tilt, full audio course based on my upcoming team training, the Solutions Toolkit, and all the additional content that's usually only available to full team members. The offer is a bit over the top, but let's face it, starting an online community is no mean feat. So this introductory offer had to be pretty awesome. Now, statistically, you're probably already too late because most people get to hear these podcasts way, way after they're recorded. But it's worth a try. If the button doesn't work, then let's assume the offer's over, but subscribing to this podcast will put you in prime position for our major launch later in 2023 and all of the benefits that go along with that, including the introductory kind of ambassador offer. That's it. It's a short one this week. I'm going to see you next week for session one of NLP in residential youth work. I'm going to be telling you how NLP helped me walk across 30 foot of burning hot coals. Seriously. So it's great fun. I hope you come along with me to that. And I hope this episode has been short and hasn't tried to sell you too much. I'm Michael Dawson from theactionfactory.com. And we're here to help residential youth work teams become better parents and convince them that they have got the greatest job in the world. Have a great week. I'll see you soon.